Cleaning up audio is a messy job, but somebody's got to do it. I'm Sandy Weaver-Carman with a few tips for neatening up a speaker. Speakers speak. They do it really well. They stand in front of crowds and fearlessly do what the majority of human beings fear most. They talk in front of crowds. And when the talk is recorded for sale or for use later, they often listen to the audio and wish they'd been a little smoother. This is where a good editor shines, taking the speech the way it actually sounded and turning it into the speech the way it sounds in the speaker's imagination. Take this lady.
Well, that's the thing I want to talk about. And it's sort of how I think because of the culture's obsession with feeling, right? Like in Oprah, and like we're all talking about our feelings all the time and how we want intimacy and all that stuff. That in art, you know, like in literature, there's a feeling that we maybe mistrust the language of emotion. And so, you know, I think that's a thing that has been happening in poetry. But I mean, it's, you know, been debased sort of, I think. But I think that's the problem, right? Is that people feel that maybe we should question the language of emotion.
She is a brilliant woman. You can hear her brain working as she talks. And for those in the audience who could watch her, they probably followed her train of thought pretty well. But neaten her up a little bit and listen how much clearer this is.
Well, that's the thing I want to talk about because of the culture's obsession with feeling, right? Like in Oprah, and like we're all talking about our feelings all the time and how we want intimacy and all that stuff. That in art, you know, like in literature, there's a feeling that we maybe mistrust the language of emotion. That's a thing that has been happening in poetry. It's been debased, sort of, I think. People feel that maybe we should question the language of emotion.
You will notice that her natural speaking rhythm isn't interrupted. She still sounds like herself. And you probably didn't hear any of the dozen or so small edits that took a full 10 seconds out of the audio without removing any of her important points. I also did a little bit of audio enhancement to give her voice more presence and a little bit more authority. You can take a good speaker and make him or her sound amazing with just a little bit of audio neatening. The process is painstaking, but it has to be in order to keep the speaker sounding natural. And it's worth it in order for them to be able to offer high-quality copies of the speech for sale afterwards. If I can be of any service to you, don't hesitate to email me, sandy@voiceworkondemand.com. I'm Sandy Weaver-Carman. Thanks for listening.